With KZU News, I'm Dylan Music. Americana singer-songwriter Taylor Ray was born and raised in Santa Cruz, but now calls Austin, Texas home. She recently played the South by Southwest Music Festival there in Austin. NPR Music named her as one of the best to come out of this year's festival. I asked her about her childhood in Santa Cruz County and how she got started in music.
I grew up in Ben Lomond. Started music from a really early age. I was involved in like all the local theater and musical theater. And so kind of just got my start on stage early. I knew, like, I always knew I loved it. I always knew that's where I wanted to be, whether, yeah, acting and singing or, you know, eventually obviously singing my own songs. It was an absolute dream. I feel like I had a really magical childhood, just surrounded by the most beautiful nature on the planet and a community of people that really support the arts. My high school teachers, my guidance counselor, my parents, my friends' parents, like they were all just always so supportive of following an artistic dream.
Ray's latest album, The Void, is out now. The title track is a folk rock meditation on letting go and surrendering to the vast unknown.
Just getting comfortable with being uncomfortable, basically.
The album's first single, the rock and blues jam called Maybe I'm the Villain, is the second song on the album. Maybe I'm the villain, maybe you're to blame. Which brought us to the topic of second song energy.
All my favorite records just have like such a heavy hitting second song. And Maybe I'm the Villain was the last song that I wrote before recording the record. And the collection of songs that I had, I was really happy with, but I just felt like there was definitely a side that was missing. There was like an intensity that was missing. And so, yeah, I kind of specifically wrote the song, at least like the melodies and the progression and kind of, yeah, that like blues rock vibe. Like I specifically wrote it so that The Void would come out and then just like heavy hit. I wanted it to be like kind of one collection, at least the first two songs. I kind of like, yeah, bunch those songs up like that. Like I feel like Telluride and Undertone really go together.
And that brings us to Telluride, which is a collaboration with fellow Americana musician Sierra Hall. If I drive straight through the night, I might just make it to Telluride. This song has this line, even when I miss you most, I'll never go back to the coast. So, is this song about an ex-partner, perhaps, who lives here on the Central Coast, maybe? Or as much as you can give away about that?
Yeah. Actually, he lives in St. Petersburg, Florida. So,
oh, that's the coast. That was the coast you're talking about.
Okay. No, but it's also, it is the Santa Cruz coast. I just feel like the coast kind of represented just, yeah, maybe him, maybe an old way of life, maybe, you know, back home. It's just like, it's a place that, yeah, no matter how homesick I get, I'm like, okay, we've just like, we're done and we're moved on and like, we're not gonna be going back no matter, you know, how bad it hurts sometimes. And even when I miss you the most, I'll never
go back to the coast. And now you're kind of like coming full circle with the album release show for your new album. So how does that feel?
There's nothing like a hometown show. There really isn't. It just like has an incredibly special feeling and energy in it. We're excited. We have the full band. It's gonna be awesome. Try to contain myself for the sake of leaving you blue.
But is it so bad that I still want you? That's Americana singer-songwriter Taylor Ray. Her album, The Void, is out now, and she'll be doing an album release show at Moe's Alley in Santa Cruz on Friday, May 9th. With KZU News, I'm Dylan Music.